At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chrissy's Rob. Hour number three of the Odd Couple. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. And shortly after our show, folks, the podcast will go up. So if you miss any of today's show, just check out the pod. Search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast, and then follow, rate, and review the pod. Again, just search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast, and you will see today's show posted right after we get off the air. And what a show it's been. And we got a doozy now for you as well. Adam Silver, the NBA All-Star game is kind of going the way of all the All-Star games. The Pro Bowl was the worst. NBA game used to be pretty good. Baseball used to be better. Baseball still probably, my problem with the baseball All-Star game, Rob, is they don't play long enough. You know what I mean? Like, the stars play a couple innings. The pitchers generally pitch one inning. So I think that takes away from it. But
they still play the game. Like, they're not tossing the ball underhanded or, yeah, you know what I mean?
I think just the nature of the sport, you know, I mean, you can really only play baseball, you know, one way.
Right, right. And you're not at the injury factor, Chris, other than Pete Rose into the catcher, Ray Fosse at the plate in an exhibition game.
That's how competitive
game.
It used to be. And that was Pete Rose.
That was Charlie Pete. And he ended Ray Fosse's career. He was never the same after that. He was a catcher for the A's, Chris.
Right.
And he was never the same after that. So that was over the top. You don't see that kind of action going on, but it's more like the regular game.
So Adam Silver, this year's game, finally a team top 200.
And we've been talking about it for the last couple of years.
Yeah. And Rob, I remember, and I can't remember the year, but it was probably around, David Stern was still the commissioner. And Rob G, let me know if you remember it too. And I don't remember where the All-Star game was at, but it was one of the first few years of the rookie sophomore game. So he had the first year, second year players playing, you know, their game on, I guess it was Friday night. And the game was a joke. The game was essentially what today's All-Star games are like. Guys were shooting a ton of threes. They were going to the basket, you know, unencumbered, dunking. It was just ridiculous. And if I remember correctly, David Stern came out and said something about how embarrassing the game was and that's not what the NBA is about. And now, Rob, though, I mean, those players are older now. Some of them are out of the league. Some of them might still be in because I can't remember the year. But that was just a kind of a window into what was coming. And it should have, we all should have known it because it was the younger players, Rob, and they were growing up kind of shooting more threes and things like growing up as celebrities more than the older players were, right? Because of, you know, just the changes in the culture. This was probably before even social media was huge. But I wish I could remember the year, but I can't. But anyway, Rob, Adam Silver addressed the All-Star game recently on Charles Barkley's show, the show he does with Gayle King, yes, Oprah Winfrey's good friend. I shouldn't say that. She's a legitimate journalist in her own right.
But I used to watch her, Chris, in college. She worked for Channel 3. She was an anchor woman on Channel 3 in Hartford. So I watched Gayle King, you know,
Rise up the ranks, right?
Yeah, I mean, she was an anchor woman up there back then, and that was the CBS station in Connecticut.
Yeah, yeah. So she does the show on CNN with Charles Barkley. And here's what Adam Silver said on that.
I've talked to, I'm sure you have too, I talked to a lot of players after the game, and I didn't get the sense that they went out there and said, well, we know what the league wants, and we know they want us to, TNT wants us to play hard, but we're just not going to do it. I think it's just sort of, once they got out there, I think particularly young players, they see it as, again, a midseason break, an opportunity to have fun, an opportunity to take break from a very long season. When I saw the popularity of Steph versus Sabrina, see what's happening in the women's game, that we should just be looking to do different things and just make it a celebration of basketball. I mean, we're going to look at U.S. versus International. I just think maybe it we're past that point where we're going to play a truly competitive game.
There's so much there, Rob, and I think he makes a decent point. But here's my pushback on one of the things he said. You know, the players looking at it as a break. This is a problem because they're looking at much of the regular season as a break. This is the problem or one of the problems that the NBA is having today with today's players. The load, this, Rob, is kind of an extension, if you will,
right,
of load management. It is an outgrowth of players having an attitude of entitlement
and taking a day off, Chris, of like taking a day off, like I don't have to play hard.
Right.
Like, that's what that is.
They don't even think about playing 82 games anymore.
No.
That's not even a consideration. And I get it that I know for a fact, I've said it on this show, sometimes it's the teams. But Adam Silver has let this kind of happen by not getting the load management under control. And he needs to talk to the teams about it because the teams are the ones like giving players days off and things like that. I'm not saying some players aren't, you know, complicit as well, but a lot of it's the teams and the trainers and their quote unquote science. But Rob, the All-Star game is just an outgrowth of it. Oh, I mean, we don't even play every game in the regular season. Now you expect us to play an exhibition game that doesn't matter hard? You must be crazy.
You're 100%. 100% right. But this is where I think Adam Silver, Chris, is the worst commissioner. And I say this with all seriousness. Because he allowed this to get out of hand. And he as you could be a player's commissioner, Chris. But if they're not, what are they giving you? What are they doing for you if you're going to be soft and bend on some things for the players?
Right. Right.
You're going to go and try to negotiate with TNT and ESPN to get the best television deal for the network and for the players, and they won't play for you?
Right.
Or we go out and we have Dr. J and Larry Bird go give the players a pep talk, and you give us the first 200-point game? What are we doing, Chris? You're the commissioner. And you know I have my issues with David Stern. You know I do, Chris.
But I know
this wouldn't be going on. No. And I'm telling you, I know it wouldn't be going on. And you got to understand, This ain't about just you to here and now. This is about the history of the league and for players that haven't even played, haven't been born yet, who are going to be in this league one day. Like, that's what you have to understand. Chris, that's the message that they give the baseball players with the union. This ain't just about you.
Right.
It's about the future of this game and the future players who one day are going to be here, and they're going to be in a great spot. You know why? Because you sacrificed, or you did what you had to do. And the same thing here. My God, to play a basketball game and put your hands up, Chris, and defend. If you were playing a pickup in the offseason, you wouldn't do that because that's a waste of time.
Yeah, we're not asking for playoff-level intensity. Rob, I said it. How about how hard you play if you go to a run with NBA players in the offseason at UCLA? Heck, you play harder in the Drew League. I mean, seriously. That's all we're – because you're right. Can you imagine players in the offseason looking for a good run – and finding out, and it's played the way the All-Star game is, who would do that? Be a waste of time, as you said. Let's move on to the international idea. Rob, you know, for years, I have thought, you know what? They might want to look at, I'd love to see the American stars play the international stars. Now the international players have become pretty good. And I used to think, you know, the international players play a little more team ball, fundamentally sound. Our players are better. Could be an interesting game. Now, Rob, I've said it. I don't really want to see that because I just think the international players, we know they've got the best players in the world. The five best players, is it Jokic, Giannis, Embiid, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Yes, and they're all from somewhere else.
And who am I missing? I'm missing Luka. They're probably the five best players in the world right now, or certainly in the discussion, top five of the top seven. And so I think they might blow us out of the water, but one of the things that does intrigue me about it, Rob, is would – because generally you see Giannis go out there for the All-Star game, and he's like wants to really play. Jokic doesn't even – I mean, it's like he's a fish out of water in the All-Star game because it's not a real game.
Right.
Luka does have some of that in him where he's loafing like the rest of them. Embiid, I think, got some of that in him. So it's – some of the international players can be like that too. But I feel like, Rob, the international players would be more likely to take a game like this seriously. And my hope would be that it would unlock the competitive nature of the American players. That they would be like, all right, we gonna get run off the floor if we don't play hard against these dudes. And that would make for a really good game. But I don't know. Maybe, Rob, the American players would be like, man, y'all can come out here and play hard all y'all want. You don't care if you win. We you know, it don't matter. This don't count.
See, I'm with
you,
Chris.
They might let them just run them off the floor.
I think that's where we would be headed. That they wouldn't.
You think
the
American players wouldn't play hard?
Nope. I think that they would throw up some shots, whatever. But they wouldn't be like, oh, we lost to them. How embarrassing. Nope. I don't think that they will look at it as this is an exhibition. I'm not breaking my back out here for this. Nobody cares. For it to have gotten to the place that it is shocking. Like no one wants a postseason game.
Nah,
we want a nice pickup game that's fun, Chris.
Right.
That's all. That's
and
fun.
It doesn't have to be this way in basketball. Football, we get it. I mean, you get really injured out there.
Right.
All right, we understand that.
Your whole career, you'll tear up your knee in an exhibition game. I get that.
Right. Basketball. But you're right. I don't know, Rob. The cat's out of the bag. You know, once you allow something that's, for lack of a better word, negative to kind of infiltrate something, and then you let it go and go and go, Rob, it's hard to get it back in the bag. I'll use, like, hip-hop music. right? Once gangster rap came out and you started, the cursing was, you know, all over the place and they talking about this and that, it made it hard for those dudes that, I remember Kid and Play was talking about, they went on tour and they were getting stuff thrown at them. Yeah, I mean, they were hot when they first started.
How about Will clean. Smith? Will Smith.
Yeah, Will Smith. He is a good rapper, but he can't.
He can't do that bubblegum rap, Chris. Nah. That's what it is.
Parents just don't understand. No. I mean, because it's like, oh, then now the cat's out of the bag.
I'll give you a better one.
We got all this other stuff going on.
How about MC Hammer, who was the biggest star in this country for about a few years? All I'm saying is when that's he even tried to get like a little
He tried to go gangster, right?
Right.
That album, what was it, Thug? It was something like that. You're right. He tried to be gangster, and it was just like, come on, dude.
Dude, with those that balloon pants, Chris, you know you had a pair of those. Those parachute pants, I think they called them.
Oh,
did you have a pair?
My brother had a pair of parachute pants. I never had them. The ones you're talking about are like the Houdini. I don't know Aladdin or something wide ones. But, yeah, I mean, but, Rob, that's the thing. Like, they have to, this offseason, Rob, I think it has to start with load management in the regular season. You just got to, I know they went to the 65 games, which I think has been good. But you got to, like, buckle down, come down hard on these teams with the load management. Because now you get that spirit of, you know, entitlement and lollygagging out of there. This is a professional sports league. This is work. This is your job. Rob, you and I, we work holidays. We don't mail it in. We don't say, oh, it's a holiday, man.
We'll just come in, Chris, and we'll just yuck it up. No show prep, no show. We'll just come on and talk for 3 hours because
we decide we're coming.
No, we don't do that.
So, all right, 877-99 on Fox. Is the NBA All-Star Game beyond saving? Your thoughts next. And would you like to see international versus NBA? Chris and Rob, the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. Rob G trying to plant seeds of hate for Steph in me. I mean, just running off at the mouth during the break about Steph. Steph's avoiding all the criticism. He can't even get him into the playoffs. What's up with that? Blah, blah, blah. It's ridiculous.
That's what Rob's supposed to stay spot on, right, Rob?
Spot on.
See? He gets Laker it. Fan there.
He gets it. And right. Rob is not a Laker fan.
No,
don't say that he
you.
Is.
I'm talking about
right.
you.
But you know what I'd say, Rob G. Spot on.
All day. The Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge is live. See the standings and get the rules now at foxsportsradio.com. Two winners get the ultimate college sports trip for two. With Graduate Hotels, is sponsored by Tractor Supply and, of course, Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay. 877-99 on Fox. NBA All-Star Game. Is it beyond saving? And what do you think about an international versus Americans game? Would you want to see it?
All right, let's kick it off with Dre. Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, buddy?
How you doing? Thanks for taking the call. Listen, All-Star Game is far from beyond saving. I think actually we're in a time where we have a unique opportunity. Fact of the matter is, it's simply this is a crisis of leadership in terms of the All-Star Game, and we have a rising star, a young lion by the name of Anthony Edwards, who I think can reinvigorate some competitiveness. And
he
some
said he don't even want to play in it though. he's the one said they taking the weekend off.
Yep, he don't want to do it. That's the guy who'll play every regular season game.
But yeah,
but he don't want to do it.
Right.
Anthony Edwards is the same person who's talking about, and also Jason Tatum is another one who's mentioned this quiet quitting, this load management. They're not for it, specifically when they go on the road. And these are two people. And Anthony Edwards, I'm so, you know, he's a charismatic guy. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong in his take, you know, just in terms of, I'd say he said.
I mean, I love him, but I'm just telling you what he said. That's all.
Okay. Then I got to move on from Anthony Edwards, but I just think these young guys, Anthony Edwards, Jason Tatum, they're willing to call out this player empowerment gone awry and say we need guys to take some pride in their job.
I don't know about, you know what, and the other one, I'm out on. On Jason Tatum. Remember he missed a game to go to his 5-year-old's birthday party. Like, I'm like during the season. I didn't wait for the weekend, Chris. I remember that?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Come on, man. A 5-year-old's birthday party, you gotta miss a game for that?
Yeah,
what kid, when we were growing up,
and
Chris.
And you got all the money in the world. You could
right.
just bring him out to, you know, yeah.
And if your birthday was on a Wednesday, Chris, when did your parents have your party? The Saturday.
Weekend. Yep, absolutely.
They're not taking off work for a birthday absolutely. Party on the middle of the week?
Right.
You're not a bad parent if you celebrate the kid's birthday on Saturday? Come on. Right. Raphael in Cincinnati, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
What's up, brother? That's some good stuff right there.
Hey, Raphael, am I right or wrong, man? If your birthday was on Tuesday, Saturday, y'all having a party.
Most definitely. You know, but that's Tatum type. You know how I do. Hey, the All-Star game is beyond saving. A couple of factors in there. The ratings, for one thing. More importantly, the players don't want to play the game. Point blank and simple. They just don't. What I would suggest, and I don't know if Commissioner Silver would kind of lean this way, but let's just have an award show for those All-Stars' names, akin to the ESPYs, the Academy Award, you know, the Oscars. Have it in the city where the coach of the East or in the West with the best records, you'll have it in that city, and model it in a sense after the Hall of Fame induction weekend, where you'll have the players, they'll get to that said arena for the festivities of the, you know, black tie event. You can bring wifey, girlfriend, and everything. But the players will get there early. And what they'll do is that they'll entertain the kids with autograph sections and take photos with them. And I think that's a long way with the younger demographic, you know, with the kids.
What's interesting is, and I don't know if I'm right or wrong, but if the players were, like, if they say we're going to cancel the All-Star game, I actually think the players still want to play. They don't want to play hard, but I do feel like they would still want the game.
I'm not convinced that they'd rather have the day off, the weekend, that week off, Chris, and go on vacation and not be bothered. And I don't believe that they're going to be wanting, if they don't want to play and be around each other and do that, that they're going to go, let's go, let's have a weekend where we'll have to sit there and sign autographs and get every kid in the building an autograph. And if kids don't come and we can't sign everybody's autograph, they're going to be mad at us. I don't see that happening. I just don't. Because then you're the bad guy. Oh, you know, so-and-so didn't sign. Oh, so-and-so only signed 40 autographs. Oh, I don't see
it. Yeah, it sounds good. Have a big ESPYs type thing. But I don't know. Especially the young players, Rob, I don't know that they're going to see the value in something like that. Like you said, if given the they probably, oh, we're not going to play. Let us go on vacation.
They want to go on vacation. Let's squeeze Tim in. Chili Tim in Atlanta, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tim?
What up, Rob? What up, Nuke?
What's up, Nuke?
Some of your callers got me laughing in some of these pipe dreams they've been talking, man. Rob, you know as well as I know, they're not going to sign autographs, especially if you're not paying for it. If you're not getting paid, they're not signing a thing.
They don't want to do it. They're not going to want to do it.
But as far as the international game, I think it won't work in his way. I think you get the guys like LeBron James and some of those cats. If they got a fear of losing, they're not going to participate. And the younger guys is making $200-300 million, they don't really care. They're like, hey, I got my cheddar. Let me go on vacation. You guys do what you're going to do. And I think you'll end up with a bunch of all-stars that, you know, not saying they're good NBA players. Anybody on the NBA team is good, but you won't get those guys. Like Anthony Edwards always said, I'm not playing. So I think the international game, you won't get the guys like LeBron and those cats because they're not going to, you know, ruin their reputation by losing to somebody like that. And then the younger guys, they just don't care. So he's just stuck with it.
That's why the dunk contest doesn't get the big names anymore. Because for some players, you know,
they don't even want to do that.
Their brand, yeah. So they may not want to play, you know, against the international players. You know, it's. Yeah.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
A couple of weeks ago, LeBron launched a podcast with J.J. Redick called Mind the Game.
I never missed that podcast.
They're going to take listeners inside of the game. Both of them, obviously, very intelligent players. And they're going to try to talk to us on a different level about basketball. LeBron talked about why he launched this podcast. Here's what he said.
I feel like we was losing the essence of the game of basketball and the true meaning behind the game of basketball and teaching our youth and teaching the people what the game of basketball really, what it truly really means. I think I was getting very frustrated with the daily comparisons every single day. You know, who's better between you and Dave McMenamin, or how does this affect your legacy, or you know, if this guy played, you know, in the 50s, would he be this, or if this guy in the 50s played in the 2000s, it's not good for the youth. Obviously. You want to hear that, you go to the barbershops, but you know, you're hearing it every day. on national television, and I feel like our audience needed a different approach and understand what really the true essence of the game, how I fell in love with the game.
I think that the challenge here, Rob, with what LeBron said is the youth, like, when you talk about what's wrong with, like, the American youth in terms of basketball, the debate shows and talking about who's better and this and that, that's really low on the list, you know, and that's the challenge. Like, I think, you know, we've talked about the AAU culture when players, you know, they stack their teams, they get all the best players from the area and they go out and wipe out all their competition. Or if a player's so great, he's 14 years old, 11, 12 years old, and he's so great that he's darn near uncoachable for an AAU coach for sure. Because if the AAU coach yells at him for not passing the ball or not playing hard on defense or taking too many shots, taking bad shots, whatever it is, the kid might just leave and go to another team. And in some cases, the coach was looking at the kid as his meal ticket to the next level. And so that's a problem. I think social media is a problem. If you're 15 years old in America now and you are nice, like you really nice, you're like one of the best players in the country, you're going to become a celebrity on social media. You're going to have hundreds of thousands, if not millions of followers. You're going to maybe even be able to get NIL money. And you can feel like, and in some ways you have made it already. And that none of that is good for the game and good for the youth. So it'd be good if LeBron, and they may address some of that, you know, in their podcast. But I just think when you talk about the debate TV and the comparisons and this and that, that's like far from a major problem with the youth. And now, Rob, you even see them, you know, they're doing the we're done with the 90s memes. And, you know, like.
Yeah, but here's a problem I have with that. Seriously. I think it's a little like LeBron thinking, Chris, that's been going on in barbershops my whole life. I own a barbershop for 22 years.
Well, he said, you know, if you want that, go to the barbershop.
But that's a part of our life. That's where that spawned from. Like the debate television. That's where it came from. That's why it's so why it's become so popular. Right. I'm just saying,
what we do on these TV shows is what our listeners do on their couches on the weekend.
Yes, or at the sports bar with their friends, Chris. Or this is just has always been there, okay? I get it. If you want to put more stock into somebody with a shirt and tie on and a suit and say, oh, my God. Like, I can't remember the story.
And that's somebody, natural.
Somebody wrote a story and said Stephen A. and Skip ruined, Dan Lebatar ruined whatever. Dude, no, that's not true. I mean, it's just not. They ruined sports?
I think also, Rob, it is just some of this is an outgrowth of the culture. And, I mean, again, when we were coming up and – not saying it was better or worse or whatever, but when we were coming up, you didn't have national sports talk radio shows. You certainly didn't have debate shows and all these shows on television talking sports. And now you do. And the games, every game is on in the NBA. You can watch it somewhere. Every college game is on. Like what they used to use the term, Rob, feed the beast. And people were having these debates and comparisons locally, or as you said, in the barbershops.
Right.
But now we do it on television. But you're right. It's been going on. I'm sure LeBron has debates with his friends about
Chris on his show. What are they talking about on their on his barbershop show? Is this nuts and bolts basketball analytics and numbers and all that, or
right,
do they have topics?
Barbershop show.
Come on, man! Like, what are you saying? What are you saying?
Well, and the thing is,
you could have that show with JJ. I'm not saying that. But what are you saying?
Yeah, I don't know how much it depends, and we've only heard one episode.
But if it is just kind of breaking down the game like that all the time, it's going to be interesting to see how it catches on.
Right, and if people really want to hear that.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if young kids listen to a podcast, you know what I mean? They're going to be like, oh, yeah, you know, like this, like that. We talked about it before. JJ was kind of pushing back on the whole format or whatever, but yet he didn't give up his spot on First Take.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, exactly. Like that. Like that's the issue. What are you doing? What are you doing there? Go to ESPN. Say you want to start a show.
I just
want
to continue to do the games.
Yeah. And then you would have that. And that's fine when people want to hear that.
Rob G listened to the entire LeBron Mind the Game podcast.
Yeah, Rob G, you got a review?
It's not a bad podcast. I mean, if you're a basketball fan and you appreciate
it, ain't inside the park.
The parts I heard were good. I didn't listen to the whole thing.
No, yeah, like if you are a basketball fan and you appreciate the X's and O's, and again, LeBron's not the guy who created, you know, nuts and bolts basketball talk. Like, there are other ones out there. Zach Lowe from ESPN does a great one. He just talks about the nail and the pick and roll and flex offense and things of that sort. So if you're a basketball head, you appreciate that. But what's interesting about this podcast is there is a lot of that. However, as you guys alluded to, the two biggest talking points to emerge from that podcast had nothing to do with the X's and O's of basketball. It was Stephen Iverson, are they the most influential players of his lifetime?
Right.
And Jason Tatum's unfair criticism. So the same format that he's railing against that he doesn't like about debate television are the exact same two topics that his own podcast got run off of.
That's crazy, right, though, ain't it?
Like, nobody was talking about, oh, the way you broke down that Horns coverage against the Clippers. Like, that was really generational stuff there, LeBron.
Yeah, it just is what it is. I mean, like we said, right, we like stories, right? We don't come on here and talk X's and O's all the time.
Nah.
That's great, but it'd be boring for most people.
Chris, when I'm listening to a Hubie Brown or when Doug Collins used to do the game, Chris, like I want to learn like from those guys, right?
Right.
I want to hear them to break down the game and talk about what they didn't do or the matchups. I used to hear that all the time. The late, great Tim McCarver, when he was doing color, Chris.
Joe Morgan.
Am I right? They would tell you what to look for. All right. Hey, this is a bad matchup because this guy throws smoke in the zone, and this hitter is prone to hit home runs off of pitches like that, and the next pitch is hit out the park.
Right.
That's what I want from those guys.
Right. Well, and you have to be able to explain it in a way that's palatable to the layman, right? Can you make that stuff interesting to the layperson? That's part of it too.
Right. That's a skill. That's a skill.
Rob, we talked about Otani as far as the gambling scandal. But there's more to talk about with Otani. I mean, you got to remember, he still is the best baseball player ever. We're going to talk about that.
I don't know about all that.
A couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day,
keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker wrapping up a Magic City Monday. We are just like Tractor Supply, all right? Because Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. It's like a basketball team where the successful game plan starts with the right players. Tractor Supply gets the right players, and that's why they're the best. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading over to your local Tractor Supply store today. Rob, MLB.com poll players throughout Major League Baseball, asking them who were the best players or who was the best player in the league. And Shohei Ohtani won going away.
So wait a minute. Is this?
I told you Shohei is the best player in baseball. How dare ESPN.com rank him ninth? It's ridiculous.
So was this based on last year, Chris? Is that what this poll is?
Yeah, because, I mean, they haven't played this year.
All right. Well, last year he won MVP.
It's based on the last few years. I mean, it's just based on who's the best player in the league.
He ain't the best player if he ain't pitching. I hate to break it to you. If he's doing both. Because he's I would take other hitters over him.
He's a great hitter.
Chris, last year was his first year he batted over 300 in his career.
Those other players didn't have the burden of pitching.
No,
but I'm just... You don't just show up at the ballpark like Little League, oh, I'm pitching today. You got to work at it.
But I'm saying, last year was his first year he hit over 300. He's not... I would take, just as a hitter, I would take Aaron Judge and his bat over Ohtani any day, Chris.
We'll see.
Just bat.
I
want
to see...
Where are you? Just bat. Just bat.
Well, I mean, Aaron has been better, but like I said, I expect Ohtani to be better this season because he's not pitching. I mean, again, you never know in baseball. A guy can have a bad season, even the greatest players.
Yep.
But I would think, Rob, I mean, that without the burden of pitching, he's going to be even better at the plate. And last year, Rob, he led the league in on base percentage, slugging percentage, OPS, total bases, home runs. I mean, come on. The dude he's the best player. And I'm not taking out his pitching, because we're going on what he's done in Major League Baseball thus far, and that's what makes him the best. You're right. If he didn't pitch, period, then you probably, I mean, what he's done at the plate, you wouldn't say he's the best player.
No, and that's just my point.
When you consider that, it's like an NFL player, if he was a tremendous, like, let's say Patrick Mahomes, if he was a great safety, like all pro safety, you know what? He'd be the best player in the league, period. Doing something nobody else has ever done. And that's why, I mean, I make no qualms about it. The reason I think Shohei is the best is because he's doing something we've never seen done before.
Right.
And we didn't think it was possible.
And I get that if that's where the players are when he's doing both, it's hard to argue because everybody knows, Chris, at that level, to be a major league pitcher who can dominate, I'm not saying he's the best pitcher because he's not the best pitcher.
Right, but he's a
he's not mopping up the seventh inning. Right.
I mean, it would be impressive Rob, if he was just, let's say he was a bullpen pitcher, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And he was a good one. It'd still be impressive, but the fact that he's actually a top starter and one of the best hitters in the league, that's where it is. Here's what some of the players said. One said, everybody's on the same page. We're watching history. Here's another. There's not a single human on earth that can do what he does.
But Chris, let me say this. Well, I got one question for you. How good is he at picking games against the spread? That's what I
See? Unbelievable. See? Save that for the comedy club. Save that for what are some of the clubs out there?
Allegedly. You know that was allegedly, right? You know that was allegedly.
Allegedly. Thank you. I was supposed to say that.
I want to make sure you're supposed to say that, Chris. What are you doing? You slipping?
I slipped. Here's another comment.
Make sure you got my back.
He's not fair. Here's one more. He's the best baseball player, I think, ever.
Wow.
The players listen to the show. They've heard me say these.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. Man, oh man.
Yeah, let's just hope that, Rob, this isn't derailed, right? My goodness.
All I want you to do is rip him tomorrow on First Things First, okay? That's all.
We're out. The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Peace.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.